Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Could you imagine you've been arrested by the Taliban? They're taking you and putting you in a particular hideaway place in their jail, if you would. And they're telling you, we're going to come and kill you. And you're having a conversation is, who's going to be the first one to die? It's very interesting, one of the conversations that's being had here, because Francis Chan is interviewing or talking with someone that had that very same experience. And we were familiar with that case when they got arrested, but we didn't know the conversation that was going on. Let's take a look at it. Think about this now. The persecution was coming against Christians, but realize what they said when they got back after the time of persecution. They went back into their countries, and they found out, you know what? I was closer to God when I was going through difficult times. I was closer to God when my life was being threatened. They're actually wanting to go back to potentially to a place of persecution. Let's go check it out.
That fellowship, you know, I think, man, you got to be so close. And it's interesting because I was reading a missionary, you know, a book by this missionary, and he was talking about this one time when people were shooting arrows into his hut, and he, you know, he had just already gone through so much, but now it was just unbearable pain, and he finally just, he was like, I can't take it anymore. He goes, he felt like right then, it's like he saw the cross before him, and he like experienced Jesus in this hut like he had never experienced before. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. That's so amazing. And here's another one. When I was in Seoul, Korea, last year, I got to have dinner with one of the guys. Remember the missionaries from Korea that were abducted in Afghanistan and they were killing them one by one? I forget how many, I think it was like 23 of them. And I had to have dinner with one of the guys. You know, it was just he and I having this conversation, and a translator, because I'm like, what does that mean? You know, he's telling me about it, and he's telling me the experience, and, you know, I mean, imagine being arrested by the Taliban, and then they're gonna start killing you one by one. And these 23, the last day they were together, because then they split them up in groups of three and took them to remote places. The last day they were together, one of the gals still had a Bible on her. They confiscated everything, but somehow he said one of them still had scripture. And so she ripped it into 23 pieces and they just passed it to one another so they could each just have a little scripture once they're separated. And you know, whenever you got a free moment, look at a scripture and get yourself encouraged. And he talked about how all 23 of them, man, one at a time, they just went around in a circle, surrendering their lives to Jesus, going, you know what, Jesus, whatever brings you most honor, my life is yours, my life is yours. If it brings you more glory that you kill me, kill me. If it brings you more honor that I live, I live. And all of them just surrendered their lives to Jesus. And he was just describing that circle. And then he goes, then the senior pastor looked at us and he says, the Taliban are going to start killing us. And I've already told them that I die first, because I am the pastor. And this guy I was having dinner with said, no. He goes, I die first. I am a pastor too, and I am your elder. I die first. And he says, then the other guy says, no. You are not ordained. Sure, sure. He goes, you are not ordained. I am the ordained senior pastor. I die first. And sure enough, that guy died first. And I'm just listening going, dang, that's New Testament to me. That's it. You know, and they killed another guy. And somehow there's something fishy going on there. But they got released after they just killed a few of them. And they came back. But here's what this guy was telling me. I mean, it was just an honor to be at a dinner table with this guy where you go, okay, this, you fit in with the book of Acts. Not the guy that broke his string on his guitar, but you fit in. You know, like you're right there. That's congruent with scripture. And you're sitting there going, man, but here's what he said. He goes, a strange thing is now that we've been back to Seoul for like a year or so, he goes, I've had all the people that were on that trip. It seems like one by one, they come up to me and they go, Pastor, don't you wish we were still there? I mean, they were all in remote places, you know, in these pits guarded by the Taliban. not knowing if they were going to die, not knowing if that was a day they were going to suffer, be tortured, whatever. And they're telling him that this is what they'd say. He says, they come up to him and they go, Pastor, don't you wish you were still there? They said, I was so close to Jesus in that hole, in that cellar. I was so close, so intimate with Jesus every minute. And I come back here and I try to get it back. I've tried to pray. I've tried to fast. It's just not the same. I can't have it. I wish I was back there because I was so close to him. See, these are people that love Jesus. And I said, it was only during that time of suffering that I had this sweet fellowship with him.
So you think about that. You know, when you make Jesus Christ, God, the creator of the universe, loves you so much that he gave his son so he could be in relationship for you. You see, we could not actually live this life out without making a mistake or making a sin. It just, we always were fallen people since the Garden of Eden. But God loves us so much that he gave his son, that Jesus would walk on the face of this earth, walk as we were supposed to walk, walk a sinless life, so that the law could be fulfilled in him. And then he paid the price for our sin by him being offered up on a cross as a sin sacrifice. That's why he died on the cross. That's why we tell time by when Jesus was on the cross. And then 3 days after being dead in the grave, God raised him from the dead. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father. Listen, God loves you. It's about intimacy with God. And what he's saying here is just like, we were closer to the one that loves us when we were in persecution. But when we came back to this luxurious life and everybody just, you know, watching television, doing all they want to do in their flesh, it's like, we're losing that. We're trying to get it back, but we can't get it back. How about, is that you? Do you remember a time when God was moving in your life and you could hear the voice of God and you could feel the gentle promptings of Jesus Christ in your life and his spirit? This is what we're called to live in that place. But so many things, especially religion, wars against that. But one way to start that is begin to say, you know what? I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I want to begin to walk down Emmaus Road. I want to begin to walk down this road with Jesus. That's the road that Jesus, when he was resurrected from the dead, he got on this road, and the road was going to Emmaus, and he was talking to his disciples. They couldn't tell it was him yet, because their eyes just couldn't see yet in regards to who he really was. And he began to talk to them about who he was in the scriptures, the Bible, and their hearts burned inside of them. It's about an intimate relationship with God. And it's been turned into religion, it's been turned into politics, it's been turned into all kinds of things. But what you were born for is intimacy with God. You were born for that. That's why they were willing to go back to a place of persecution. That's when you feel the most real, is when you're in the presence of God and you're speaking to God. There's nothing like it. And there's nothing worse than a religious spirit just tingling on and making all these noises. And it's like, why even do that? Well, Emmaus Road, we actually have an Emmaus Road for you that you could begin to walk down. Because he says, those who actually know my teachings and follow my teachings are disciples, Jesus said. And it's a very simple thing to do. I mean, you can choose the path that you want to be able to take. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, go to Hello Church, you see it right there. It says Emmaus Road, click on that. Emmaus Road Discipleship, and you can decide which way you want to go. So you can become a disciple today. I believe persecution is here and it's coming, and it's important to understand why you're being persecuted, and it's important to stay faithful to the Lord in the midst of that. And God wants you to know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. He wants you to abide with him. He says, apart from abiding with him, we can't accomplish this. We can't live this life. We can't be the husband we're supposed to be, or the wife we're supposed to be, or the parents we're supposed to be, or the children we're supposed to be, or the pastor, or the business owner, or the political leader. God empowers us to be able to do that through an abiding experience with him. You know what? We even have an abiding plan for you. A lot of people want to abide with Jesus, because he said, apart from abiding in me, you can't accomplish anything, but if you abide with me, you'll be fruitful. We have an abiding plan for you. It's a simple one. And you can find it right now at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. You go there, request the plan. It'll come to you in your email. And you can begin to abide with the Lord today. Be his disciple and abide with him. Follow his teachings, know his teachings, and hang out with him. There's nothing like it. They were willing to go through persecution for that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.